This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is WTIC Pet Talk. Today, Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital takes your pet health questions. Whether you have a dog, cat, or hamster, this is a show for you and your best friend. Call in now at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. And now, Pet Talk.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. I am Dr. Andrea Dennis. I'm from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital and so happy to be here on this bright sunny day. And I am in the studio. This is live. So as part of the show, we always like talking with you on the air. So I'm going to make sure that we get as many calls on as soon as possible rather than kind of linger or have people not be able to call in. So I know a couple of shows have been taped earlier today, but I am here in the studio. And the reason that I do that and why I'm here is to be able to help you and for you to be able to help others. The conversations that we have, the communication about how to empower you to be able to ask the right questions for those that take care of your pet's health care, your veterinarian, your veterinary technicians, veterinary nurses, they're all part of the health team to just try to do the best for your pets. But sometimes you have to know the right answers. So we're here, or the right questions, I'm sorry, the right questions to ask. And whether you is something an issue or not an issue. Again, the phone numbers are 800-966-9842 or 860-522-9842. So we're going to open up the phone line so that we can try to see and talk with as many people as possible. Usually, I'm one of these individuals that might need a little caffeine boost in the early afternoon, and I usually like a good old-fashioned Coke. But today that wasn't necessary. Today my producer, Anthony, frightened me twice. Twice, Anthony. One, you know, it was like the, you know, Saturday, it's a little bit quieter here in the studio. I come in the door, I got my dark sunglasses in, and there you're standing there, just waiting for me. Did I scream like a girl or what?
A little bit, maybe.
So then we're, okay, so now I'm over that. My heart's right back to a regular pulse. And just now, you know, I've got my headphones on, getting ready to come on the air. And he just kind of came in inside the studio because usually there's a big big piece of glass between us. And it was you again. But I still feel my pulse is elevated. I really do.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I frighten easy, but I know this is going to be a nightmare in about 3 nights from now. It's going to have something to do with being here in the studio, but
I'm going to be in your nightmare.
You are. You are. And he's the nicest guy, folks. He really is wonderful. He does a great job here, but today, I am now officially 100% awake. So again, please give a call in. I will not fall asleep at any level here. And again, it's all about you and your phone calls, and that's what we're here for. Now, more on a serious note, we are hearing constantly about the news in Ukraine. And, you know, this also affects our pets. And I know that the events are in Ukraine are met with grave concerns. And while we're obviously focused on the human lives that have been impacted, in my world of veterinary medicine, I also know that and worry about the fate of the pets of those that are trying to evacuate. And of course, even those that potentially may be killed. And, you know, one of the things that I'm always proud of in my profession is that we band together, we help each other. And there's a perfect example of this. There, when you travel from one country to another, especially in Europe and the EU, there's a lot of paperwork if you want to bring a pet. But the Federation of Veterinarians of Europe have come together and they announced that they were going to forego all that paperwork and they're going to accept people and their pets. For any refugees that are coming from Ukraine fleeing with their pets, are going to make sure that the borders are open. Now, the reason why this is so important, and I think we've learned some of these lessons from that hurricane and Katrina and other disasters that have occurred here in the United States a little bit closer to home, is that some people won't leave if they can't bring their pets. They would rather stay in their home, be at a high danger level, and not leave. And Katrina was such a wake-up call for us. So many people that died in their home, and their pets did as well. So this to me is just very, it opens up my heart and it makes sure that, you know, again, people are trying to do the right thing. And this is a perfect example of the EU saying, come on in. I think just listening to the newscast coming in here today, it was mentioned that over 100,000 people have come into Poland, and I'm sure many of them have their pets. And that's very, very important. Can't leave them behind. So again, kudos to everyone pulling together, and our hearts are with those that are suffering right now in the Ukraine. I a little bit early to take a break. So one of the other thing that I wanted to mention is, you know, I usually come with a topic or two to discuss with you. And, you know, when it hits 60 degree weather, I'm like, okay, I know a lot of you like to camp with your dog, so I was going to come in, and I still am probably going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, depending on how many phone calls we have, you know, about how to prepare your dogs for camping. And that's when it was 60 degrees, 58 degrees. And so now the reality for me, I knew we were still in February, but the reality of me is that we still have a little bit more winter that we have to deal with. And we have to make sure we don't let our guard down with our pets. And earlier in the year, the end of last year, I did talk about some things you want to keep in mind with your pets as we headed into the cold weather. But this is going to be pretty cold for the next 4 or 5 days. I mean, really down into the teens, and you start getting the wind chill. And I just want to remind you that if you do have a pet that has a medical condition such as arthritis, let's just kind of baby them today. That sun feels very warm. It's nice and toasty. But once that sun goes down, once you get into it in the shade, it really is putting a strain on pets that do have medical conditions. And you can make something like arthritis worse. So kind of know your limits. Just like people, you know, pets can only tolerate a certain amount of cold based on their hair coat, based on how much body fat they have, their activity level, and their overall health. So just keep that in mind. If it looks like you're going with your dog for a walk and they're turning around and they kind of look like they want to head home, then listen to them. You know, go ahead and just kind of follow their lead, because they're pretty smart individuals. And I'm especially concerned about those that are elderly or arthritic and having difficulty walking on the snow or the ice. And I'm going to talk from experience in that I have a 10-year-old Bouvier, and he is, he's dealing with arthritis, but he doesn't act it most of the time until sometimes he'll pay the next day. And he's had a torn ACL that that joint, even though we had it repaired, sometimes as they get older, it does lead to early arthritis in that joint. Well, he kind of slipped on the ice, but there was like a top layer of snow. He slipped on the ice. He had his legs splayed out, and he really was a hurting pup for a good week or so. And again, you know, you think the worst. We kept him on his medicine. I added additional pain medicine. But now just, you know, again, things happen. But just keep in mind that a 2-year-old that slips on the ice is a little bit different than a 10-year-old dealing with arthritis. And Jack's fine now. He's doing great. So, but again, we up some gabapentin and we up some pain medicine and his NSAIDs too as well. So, you know, with that, just something to keep in mind. And also the other thing to remind your short-haired pets that get cold faster, especially those with the short legs. And the other thing is those animals with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and Cushing's, they have a harder time regulating their body temperature, and they may be more susceptible to problems from these extreme temperatures. So please, please just keep that in mind. Also, give them some choices to get warm. Give them some choices in the house, a bed, or open up the blind so the sun can come in, so both dogs and cats can find a place that's going to keep them the warmest. I think that's critically important. And lastly, because I know we have to take a break, we're going to go ahead and when you get in your cars, especially if your car obviously is parked outside, don't forget to bang on that engine. Don't forget to make sure that it's something that they know you're coming. We worry about feral cats, worry about even cats that some people leave outside. They kind of hide on your engine, especially when it's warm, for some protection. So just bang on that before you turn on your car. Check those paws. The paws are always a sign of potential pain for them. Sometimes your dog, you figure, oh, he slipped and now he's limping. Before you panic, go ahead and just look at the bottom of the paws when you get home. Sometimes those little ice kernels will get in between the cracks, and it really is quite irritating and damaging. The other thing is that you want to wash down those paws because of the salt and the sand that accumulates on the roads and on the sidewalk. And it can lead to, especially with the cold weather, to crack paws and bleeding. So you want to make sure that, you know, during that walk, if you can look at them, just kind of break that down and then kind of wash up the paws when you get home. Some of them even will need some sort of a salve to help keep those pads soft so that they don't crack and bleed, because that's definitely something that will continue to happen. I guess I'm not sure if I'm going to do a break quite yet, or I'm just going to keep going until Anthony tells me to. So with that, I think what we'll do is, want to take a break, Anthony? Yeah, we're going to go ahead and take that quick break, and then we'll be back with more Pet Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080. And she's burning it down.
Oh, attention, pet lovers. Pet Talk is back. Tune in Saturdays at 1 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Welcome back. We're trying to think warm thoughts here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital, and we're here on Saturday afternoons from 1 to 2 to talk to you about your pets, both the medical side of things. Sometimes behavioral issues are a sign of something going on medically, and this is what we're here for, to be able to talk to you, try to guide you, sometimes give you the answer. But I'm always very careful not to diagnose over the phone. I think that's very key. I know telemedicine is becoming a little bit more a part of our lives. I am just a believer that as a doctor, I need to touch and feel and palpate and listen and look into the eyes of my patients, because they can't talk. They can't tell me exactly where something hurts. You have to kind of observe them. So even though, you know, telemedicine is coming more into play, there is nothing like examining and being able to participate in that part of a physical exam with your pet. So that's also too, you know, when I talk to people on the phone or talk to you folks like you on the air, I try to guide you, but it is never an exact diagnosis. And I almost always recommend that you go see your own veterinarian to make sure that your pet is healthy and safe and there's no issue that we have to be concerned about. We were talking about the weather still staying on the cold side. And with that, another warning that I'd like to pass on to you and a place to avoid, it's the ice. And every year, sometimes two or more times a year, I really have to deal with a tragedy where a dog has fallen through the ice or even other wildlife as well. But for my patients, and we've lost some of our patients, and sometimes when we get this up and down in the temperature, sometimes it's freezing, sometimes it's starting to melt, I would just ask you to avoid allowing your dog to walk on the ice with you. If you're ice fishing or whatever, just don't bring them along. I'm afraid this time of year, especially even for humans. And I would say cats as well. There's a commercial out now where I can't even remember what it's advertising, but there's this cat that almost acts like a dog and goes everywhere with the owner. But please just be very, very careful, because what will happen is that their weight can break the ice, and then they can obviously they fall underneath the ice and they can't find that opening where they broke through, and it's so cold and you feel helpless, and it's just, you know, you instinctively want to try to save your dog, but both of your lives can be in jeopardy. And this is not something that's from a movie. This is actually incidences that I actually see in practice. So just be smart about that, okay? And the very last thing about the cold weather is you don't have to allow your pets to put on extra weight during the winter. I hear that all the time. And we know we weigh our patients every time they come through the door. And we're kind of joking with a little bit of COVID weight, a little winter weight. But to gain 2 pounds, 5 pounds, that they don't need that. They don't need that for the winter. And again, it's just a little bit harder, especially if they're dealing with arthritis. That only makes their arthritis worse, and it's just a catch-22. So just feed them appropriately. And if you're exercising them less because it is so cold, then go ahead and feed them less. Let's do less treats. Weight control, and I've talked about this several times, is the best thing we can do to prevent a lot of medical conditions, and especially arthritis, especially things like hip dysplasia, things that it's a chronic problem with them. So try to get that out of your head, that we have to feed them more and they need to be heavier for the winter. Well, okay, I'm going to get off my soapbox now. One other aspect of this time of COVID and dealing with different issues is the changes that we're going through right now. You've all heard about kennel cough, right? You've heard about, you know, you may not know exactly what it is. It's something that we do see in dogs. And it's a respiratory irritation. They tend to have a very true kennel cough. They tend to have a very dry hacking cough, almost like a goose. And we've learned, I'm simplifying it by talking about it as being kennel cough, but because it's a whole complex of respiratory organisms, and we call the whole grouping canine infectious respiratory disease, and there's several different things. It's very complex, and there's a lot of different contagious bacteria and viruses that allow this disease to happen. Now, we didn't see a lot of this in 2020 to 2021. And it would make sense. Why is that? And because this is a disease that tends to spread in the different particles, air particles, droplets, most of us kept ourselves home during 2020, 2021, and our pets stayed home with us. So there wasn't that much contamination, but sharing of these organisms. And with that, some people also didn't sort of keep up with their pets' vaccines as well. So now that COVID-19 is, we see some hope on the horizon. People are going back to work slowly but surely, and people are even meeting with other friends and their dogs, or they're meeting with, or taking them to a daycare center. Just make sure that your vaccines are up to date, because I now, as a veterinarian in general practice, am seeing many more cases of this respiratory disease complex. Some of them are kennel cough. And sometimes I haven't really dealt yet with a resurgence of the canine influenza virus, but I know states around us have, and that's what we commonly call the canine flu. So let's not let our guard down. Let's make sure that we go ahead and get your pet in seen at your veterinarian, get the vaccines they need to try to prevent them from getting it. Now, just like with COVID, you know, you can get the vaccine, but you can still get the disease. Same thing with kennel cough, or what we call Bordetella kennel cough and intranasal vaccines, or sometimes they're given subcutaneously. They can still get it, but it is at a much less severe aspect, and they tend to be get through it easier. You may still need a visit to the veterinarian, but medication, we can kind of turn them around in 24, 48 hours. Much more effective way is vaccinating them than not vaccinating them, because it does have the potential to cause really, really severe disease. So I think what I'll do is it news, or we've got a couple more minutes? Okay. Yeah, news, or yeah, a couple
yeah, we
more.
Could, we could go to news, yeah.
Okay, then I guess that's our Anthony's voice. Doesn't he have a great voice? All right, let's do news, and then we'll be back for the second half hour. And again, I will keep talking, but I really would prefer talking to you on the air and having you call in. All right, we're listening to Pet Talk right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Saturdays at 1 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Welcome back. We are listening to Pet Talk, and this is the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. I'm Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital, and we're here to really take your calls and be more interactive. I always have, as Anthony will tell you, that I can talk quite a bit and they have lots of information. But again, this is a venue for you to be able to share and ask questions about your pets. Or even sometimes it's been, I've had mother-in-laws call about something, or, you know, fathers, and it can be quite helpful. So with that, you know, we have a website at the Bloomfield Animal Hospital, and you're welcome to reach out if you're a little bit uncomfortable coming on the air and talking, even though I think we're pretty calm and inviting and kind as well. So, but you can reach us at BloomfieldAnimalHospitalCT.com. I could give out my phone number as well, but again, it's been crazy with COVID. It's nonstop busy. We're still doing some curbside service, and I think hopefully this spring things will change. I think I tend to be a little bit more cautious as an individual. I'm all about keeping our employees safe, and I think as we relax our masks a bit more, we'll see how that goes. I wasn't comfortable doing it around the holidays, and that gut feeling paid off because the holidays were a mess, but we're getting there, and I finally feel like things will be back. We're going to get back to normal at some point. I don't think I'll ever put my mask away completely, but at times it's going to be needed. So the phone calls, we're on the phone a lot because we do a lot of, we go out to the cars, but so I think it's much more efficient if you can email us and just go to our website in the area that says contact us. We also have some great information, you know, whether your dog eats something and what you can do. If I think we're going to be running into the skunk season. So with the skunk season, you know, that what do you do? So you want to be able to bathe them very appropriately. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and be a person of my word and make sure that we take our phone calls first and foremost. And Linda, that means you are up. And how are you today?
Great, Dr. Dennis. I'm fine. How about you?
We're doing well. As long as the sun is out, I'm good. I'm good. I can handle the cold.
So yeah, no, it feels really good. And before, when you were talking about people opening their blinds to let the sun in, my cats are resting inside in the sun and loving it. And so am I, by the way, every time I walk by the window.
Exactly. It does look pretty. But how are things with your kitties these days?
So everything has been going well. However, I just had one this week that developed a hematoma. And I took her on Thursday. I found it Wednesday night about midnight. Took her in Thursday. And so they, you know, they drained it. And the issue with her is she will have her 18th birthday in May.
Oh, okay.
So the doctor does not want to put her under to operate,
right,
which I agree with, absolutely,
right. Yeah.
Given her age. And I took her again this morning because it filled up again. And so they drained it again. I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts about anything else I could do for her.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'd like to find out what caused the hematoma. What's the issue of why?
I can tell you. I can tell you. So I was treating her in January because she was, you know, scratching her ears.
Yeah.
And you know what? A little bit of knowledge can be dangerous because I've worked with animals for so long, and I've had this issue before, but not in quite a while. I was treating her with some of the, one of the remedies.
Sure.
And Quadratop.
Okay.
And come to find out, she had an infection. This is what I found out Thursday morning.
Right.
Both a yeast infection and a bacteria infection.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And I appreciate your honesty, Linda, too. You know, sometimes I know people will also just say, if their cat is scratching at the ears, I've had clients that will treat them for ear mites when it's not the ear mite situation. And yes, the combination of a yeast and bacterial infection. So just for the audience, you know, that there's usually a primary ear issue when they get a hematoma. And a hematoma, just to help explain for the audience, is just the pinna, which is like their ear tips. Usually it's on the inside of the ear, will just kind of look like a pillow. It just fills up with blood, and it's the smallest little capillaries that are bleeding, but it's usually from the trauma of shaking their head or scratching their ears. And dogs also get this as well. You know, but to get back to your question, Linda, I tend not to be a I tend not to lean towards draining right away because the active bleeding is still going on. So,
okay.
So they probably said, okay, we drained it a second time today. We're not going to do it anymore. Is that probably where they ended up going?
I did not hear that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and there are some things that, you know, there is some treatments where there's certain medication that can be injected in the ear that they do hope will kind of help cauterize it. But I'm a little bit hesitant to recommend that because she is 18 years old. If she's not bothered by it, she's not shaking her head, she's not scratching because of the hematoma anymore, I kind of like to leave it be a little bit. That's my kind of position, but I would never, trump what your veterinarian is saying. That's actually, like I said earlier in the show, that's seeing and touching and knows exactly what's happening. Is she shaking less or is she shaking more since the hematoma showed up?
No, actually, well, she was hiding until this morning. I found her back in her bed where she normally is.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't aware that she was shaking her head in the last day and a half, but again, she was hiding, so
right.
I wasn't seeing her a lot. Right now, she's absolutely fine. She's not shaking.
Oh, good.
And I wasn't aware of her doing it, you know, after the first drainage.
Right.
So maybe,
right, and that's what I'm saying.
Before the drainage, she was.
Right.
And I knew I needed to get her medical attention, obviously.
Right. You know,
go ahead.
I would go by their recommendation because, again, like I said, I don't want to preempt what they're suggesting. But I think if she's comfortable, generally it's just going to fill right back up. I just think it's rare that it doesn't. And then what happens with time, if you just kind of leave it be, just the pressure of if it doesn't get too big, there's the pressure of having that blood within this pillowcase. And that kind of like will slow down the bleeding and eventually it will clot. Now, what happens if you don't do surgery, and even sometimes if you do, they will get what we call a cauliflower ear ear, I mean, eventually that blood will get resorbed. The body kind of like will just soak that back up. It takes a while. And then you get this kind of crinkly little ear. But they're generally comfortable. So I think that, you know, so that's kind of the path that this may take if they don't use one of the injections or the, since we're not doing surgery, that's off the table. And I agree with that 100%. But it'd probably be a little bit more patient before I would drain it again.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that. And again, they did not encourage me to come back. I didn't talk to the doctor today at all. And as a matter of interest, one of the strays I took in more than 10 years ago, who's still thriving, he showed up with a cauliflower ear.
Yeah.
so I know what it looks like.
They do.
And you know, that was one of the questions I had, too. If I didn't do anything with this blood that has built up in her ear, would that cause her any harm? But from what you've just said, no.
No.
It will be absorbed back into the body.
Right.
That's a wonderful insight. I appreciate that.
Yeah. But we still want to treat the infection is it in one ear or both ears, the infection?
It's in both ears, and she already has an appointment to go back in, you know, 2 weeks from Thursday. So,
good.
And they did pack her ears with medicine.
Good.
So that I don't have to do anything.
Oh, isn't that nice? Because
I'm using that term "pack" loosely. I don't know, but
I know what you mean, though.
Stuff in there.
Yeah. I do know what you mean, and that is, you know, a good way of going in terms of this way. You don't touch your ears. You don't bother them. She can just be, and as long as she's comfortable. I mean, I know you see it. I know you could feel it if you touch it. But as long as she's not bothered by the weight of this kind of, and I want people to picture like a little, even almost like a ravioli, you know, that as long as they're comfortable, just give it some time and it will resorb. And everything generally left behind is just a cosmetic issue, but it'll give her more character than she already has at 18. Right?
Okay, Dr. Dennis, I really appreciate your insight. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Yeah, this the dogs get this too. And again, it's something that we have to kind of make that judgment call. Sometimes it's a financial call too. Some people can't afford to actually have a surgery. I'm not saying that in any way that's Linda's case. I think, again, age and anesthesia, you have to kind of be concerned about that. But there are ways that we can work with these cases, but you always want to get to the underlying causes. Why is this happening? Why are they shaking their head? They may not cry, they may not complain, but you just get to the bottom of it. And it sounds like that's exactly what Linda did. So, all right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to be back for our last segment after a quick break. You're listening to Pet Talk right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yeah. You make me feel
News Talk 1080.
I am a Bruno Mars fan, so I tend to let the song run a little bit long. Sorry about that. He is so good. Well, thank you. You are listening to Pet Talk, and I want to thank Justin Levine for taking care of the music for today and making sure, and Anthony always makes sure he finds the right versions of the song to play, but it wakes us up a little bit. Sometimes it has something to do with our topic. Today it was just plain enjoyable, good music. So I appreciate you listening with us for the last 40, 50 minutes. And we will continue to alternate with Lori Fass, who is the trainer of dogs and cats. And she will be here next week, I believe. But we'll continue to alternate. I have not even looked ahead to the baseball schedule for the Red Sox schedule. As you know, this is the station that does carry the Boston Red Sox. So I will do my homework for in March, because I know April's coming for those of you that are baseball fans. So just kind of wanted to kind of reinforce what Linda and I were talking about, these oral hematomas, which is like this big blood blister that's inside, that there is surgery that can be done. And the surgery can be very successful. But it's just that we are constantly trying to make the risk-benefit decisions with our pets. And sometimes age is the most important issue. And I, again, agree that, again, anesthetics have gotten better over the years, but we sometimes just have to say, listen, at 18 years old, and she's not uncomfortable. I think when they drained the ear and were able to put the medication in the ear, then we don't have to worry about the closing, it kind of like the ear canal being a little bit closed until it resolves because the medicine's already in the ear. So that's really excellent. But everyone has, there's choices for everyone. We will sometimes give the best option that we think as veterinarians, but we were always worry able and will work with our patients and our clients about other alternatives. So I never want anyone to feel guilty about the choices they've decided to make. And with that, I know I talked a little bit about camping, but I'm going to keep you in suspense. Because I feel like it's almost inappropriate, but next show, I promise, I've got some great tips about taking your dogs camping, things that you want to build up to. I don't think anyone's going to be camping anytime soon. So I promise next show, we're going to take care of that. But I did want to kind of bring a couple of things other than taking phone calls, which I'm happy to do. We can take one or two quick calls at 1-800-966-9842. Or 860-522-9842. Happy to do that. But during the weeks that I'm in between the time that I'm here, I see certain things. I'm like, I want to talk about that on the air because it's just so important. And this past week, now that people are flying a little bit more and they're taking their pets with them, you really don't want to get stuck the night before to go see the veterinarian and get what you need until you know exactly what the airline wants. And I've run into this situation a couple of times now where dogs and cats that are ready to travel, and I will ask, does the airline need a health certificate? Because every airline is different. And people kind of shrug their shoulders. So if you're going to travel, and I don't know if there's nobody to talk to on the phone at the airlines, if that's the problem, but you have to go to their website and you have to break it down and you can't skip anything. So if they say, you need a certain airline carrier and whether it fits under the seat or whether, you're going to put them in the cargo area, just read everything, because if they require a health certificate, that can only be given by a veterinarian. So with the health certificate piece of it, we have to do our exam and then we have to take their temperature and we can issue it right there and then. The other thing about health certificates, they only last for a certain period of time. I've seen some airlines say, okay, here's your health certificate. That's fine, but it can't be older than a month. Other airlines, it can't be older than 2 weeks. And it depends also on where you're traveling. And the last thing about travel, and we've gotten into more details with this when people start traveling in the summer more, is that you have to kind of be careful what the weather conditions are outside, because sometimes they'll say if there's certain degree of weather on the tarmac, it can't be, let's say it can't be less than 65 or less than 55, whatever it is, or it can't be more than 80 degrees, then you're stuck. You may be traveling, but your pet can't travel with you. And that's not a good situation. So the bottom line and the message here is just do the research beforehand, be prepared. And that never, there's no harm in doing that. The other thing that I wanted to mention as well is, when you have a dog or a cat or any kind of pet that you've been dealing with a chronic issue for a while, whether it's hip dysplasia, whether it's arthritis, whether it's Cushing's disease or even diabetes, some of these are heart disease, you feel like your pet is doing quite well. They're doing well with their medication, but then all of a sudden they hit a wall for some reason. Something, they stop eating or they just aren't acting right. I don't want us to fall into that tunnel vision that it's the same issue that's causing it. And now if it's arthritis you think your pet has and now it's just getting worse overnight. Don't fall in that trap, because we can miss things. And a good example happened also this week where a patient of mine dealing with a lot of back issues, a lot of degenerative joint disease, even what we call intravertebral disc disease. And it's painful, but we've had the pain really controlled very nicely for years. And all of a sudden, dog didn't want to get up, didn't really want to eat, didn't want to play. And the owners were thinking, oh my goodness, this is it. But then, you know, as your veterinarian, after the examination, and that's why, you know, I think telemedicine wouldn't work in this situation at all, but your veterinarian will do the exam. And during the exam, yes, she was painful a little bit on her back, but nowhere near what she's been in the past. And the issue had to do with her belly hurt. It was her abdomen that hurt. So I asked them if we could do blood tests. They are wonderful owners, and they said, of course, do blood tests. Well, what happened is that it turned out to be a case of pancreatitis, which is very painful, but it's treated completely different than we would treat arthritis. The pain is controlled completely different than we would with arthritis. And now after 5-6 days, she's back to doing just great. She's jumping on the bed. She's feeling great. But you have to trust that you let your veterinarian do their exam, do their job. It doesn't always have to mean that it's just the same old thing that all of a sudden got worse and you have to make a decision. Just be open-minded to that. And if you can, if financially you can, a lot of people, if you have health insurance now, then let us do our test because it makes a huge difference. I feel like I've been lecturing most of the time, but I really have not. I'm trying not to, but it's been a pleasure to be on the air with you. I'll see you, I guess, in a couple of weeks. I want to thank Anthony Dorenzo for waking me up today twice, and then also for just making sure the show runs very, very smoothly. So we're going to see you next time on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.